Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number one of USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering. And today we're going to be talking about public conformity camps for our children. We're going to be talking about, well, that's where the where experts encourage gender confusion, among other things. And counties are taxing local residents and visitors at the muzzle of a gun to hire gender confusion encouragement consultants. My father, my wife's father, and all of the World War II veterans that I knew would be furious if anyone tried to encourage their children to be confused about his or her gender. As a matter of fact, those World War II veterans, when I was a child, I was about 24 years, I'm thinking when I was 17, that was about 24 years after World War II. Those World War II veterans would leave an impression on anyone who tried to harm their children or the bloodline of the family. Actually, you might even say they'd leave depressions on anyone who tried to hurt the family. Lindley's with us. She's in California, and she is on the front line of fighting this gender confusion morass. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
I am trying my best to contain my temper. Lindley, I have been so frosted since you and I first broached this subject on the air. And even just before we went on the air and we talked on the telephone, this is real serious business. This is a bunch of perverts, parasites, Klingons, who have been hired to, without parents' permission, behind parents' backs, let them know that it's okay. It's okay to be homosexual. It's okay to be bisexual. It's okay to be one of the 57 types of sexual. I mean, I read the news a lot, and I'm reading terms that never existed, you know, when I was a child. And there's only two sexes. There's male and female. And the plan is, if you want to continue your bloodline, one of each gets together, gets married, raises children, and you continue the bloodline. If you want to put an abrupt end to it, you don't have children, or you become a homosexual, or you just stay confused. So, you know, back in boot camp, back in the, had I gone into the military, my draft number was 211. They didn't get that high. And I didn't understand what the Vietnam conflict was about. I didn't understand why we were there. So I didn't volunteer because, and I was in school anyway. So, but I heard of these parties that the guys would have They were called SOAP, S-O-A-P, like Ivory Soap Party. Lindley, have you ever heard that term? Or I'm sorry, blanket parties. Have you ever heard that term, blanket party?
No, but it sounds horrifying.
Well, if you're the recipient or the beneficiary, it is. So if in boot camp, a guy who wanted to encourage another guy to have sex with him, if that was on day one, that night, the other guys would get together, and while he was asleep, they would take a bar of Ivory Soap, and they would put it in a pillowcase. They'd pull his blanket over his face, and they would swing that bar of soap in the pillowcase, and they would pummel that guy. And he would look pickled after the party. And that was the message, like, we're not going to do this. As a matter of fact, after the party, he couldn't do this. That's the reaction. But I know for a fact that if the school system tried to encourage, you know, hired consultants, and they tried to encourage me to be confused, or tried to encourage me to be, a queer, or if they tried to encourage, and I went to school with Mrs. Finelli, I met her in fourth grade, so we were in class together. If they tried to encourage her to be a lesbian, I can guarantee that her father, and I knew her father really well, he was U.S. Navy. Her father, he would leave an impression or depressions on whoever tried to hurt his daughter, just as my father would leave impressions and or depressions on anyone who tried to hurt me. And that's when the family was a real family. And parents took action. Any comments about that, Lindley?
Well, it does help to have two parents. My situation is not two parents, so you tend to depend more on outside resources, unfortunately. And I know I relied more on the school system than I should have. So it's unfortunate.
Lindley, I saw a picture of you and your daughters, and you're all real pretty gals, every single one of you, and I'm surprised there aren't cars circling the block, and you have to fend them off, and with guys trying to come on over. Maybe there's one out there for you, like, right now, if you don't have one in the mix.
Well, but there aren't many of them here in California.
What guys or men?
Real men who actually protect the women and the children. Most of the men here, I think, are more, first of all, we're all trying to survive. I got to give everybody credit in the state for surviving as long as they have, because it takes a lot and you don't have a lot of free time. I think people are very preoccupied here, and families, I think, you come home and all the kids, they run to their own bedroom. If they have their own bedroom, they run to their own space and they get on their gadgets, and then the brainwashing starts, and mom is usually pretty busy doing things. And, and if there's a dad, he's probably worked all day and she's probably worked all day. And, there's not a lot of time left to really spend that quality time with your children anymore. And I really am sad that I didn't spend more quality time with my children, and I'm trying to do that now after the fact. But, I have to convince my children that it's okay to come out of their rooms and let's spend some face-to-face time here talking to each other about real life, not this fake life that's shoved in our faces all day long.
Do they have cell phones?
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to have one. I used to have one many, many years ago. And I don't have one today. And I haven't had one for years. And so if someone wants to call me, I have to be walking past the landline phone in the farmhouse to hear it ring. Now, we have an answering machine, but I am not on tap 24/7, and I won't be. I don't have a cell phone, so I don't spend the, I don't know, $100 a month. How much do they cost now? How much is a phone right now for the plan?
Well, the phone itself is probably $800, you know, and then, of course, they make it sound all really inexpensive if you put it, you know, if you prorate it over 3 years. Yeah, it sounds really inexpensive, but it's expensive. And then you have the cell phone, the actual monthly, which, what is it, probably $300 at least. I mean.
You mean for three of you or four of you?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. So, frankly, when we were raising our children, it was television. And we lived on a farm, and our children watched television. You know, after the public training camp, they would come home. I'm talking about elementary school. They'd come home, and they would turn on the TV, and I'd say, half hour of TV, that's it. And our children are pretty bright. And so a half hour of television, they knew that I meant a half hour each, not a half hour for all of them. So, and then what would happen is, as we got close to dinner time, you know, the television would be on, they'd be watching TV, and all three of them would watch the same program, and then all three would watch the next program, and then all three would watch the next program. So that was a half hour plus a half hour plus a half hour. That's an hour and a half. Then what happened is, but Dad, you don't get it. See, the programs aren't a half hour. They're an hour. And so I get an hour of television. And each one thought, each got an hour. That's 3 hours of television. And it started to interfere with everything. The meals. They say, but you know, it would be dinner time. It's like, hey, all right, guys, it's dinner time. Yeah, but my favorite part right now. I can't come to dinner. And so I said, okay, I got it. And I walked over to, we had an over-the-air antenna, you know, on the chimney. And we lived in rural Virginia. And so I walked over to the wall where this coaxial cable came out of the wall that was attached to the antenna. And I pulled it out as far as I could stretch it out of the hole in the wall. And I took a pair of dykes. Now, I don't even know if you can use the word dyke, but that's shorthand vernacular for the electrician's diagonal cutter pliers. And I used these dykes, and I cut the wire off. And the children were watching me do this. They saw me cut the wire, and I had one end in my hand, and the other end that I snipped off right at the wall jumped into the wall. And our daughter said, oh, Daddy, that's going to be hard to fix. And I said, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's about the only solution.
That was the end of television in our house. So here's what happened next.
Yeah.
It was quiet. And the children needed something to do. I mean, they could run around the house and ride their bicycles and, you know, do farm chores and all that. But what else? So they started reading everything we had. Then they went to the little library in town, and they read everything there. And they tested 99s on the Iowa test. They were the brightest children in school because they read everything. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Santum. We're talking about how children learn to be confused in the public training camp when they are away from the watchful eye of their parents. Lindley?
In my house, first of all, I raised my children from the ages of 1, 1, and 2, meaning my twins were 1 and my oldest was 2. And I knew early on, as an adult, that television was not good, propaganda in one way or another. I knew it was a waste of time. And I did a very, very good job at, we didn't have television. We read a lot. We read everything. We read the classics. We read the Bible. And I find it all very upsetting because no matter how much I tried to get the world's filth out of our house, I made a mistake. I got them a computer when they were, a Chromebook when they were 10, and then I got them a cell phone. And that was the end of me, you know. So for the young parents out there, don't do it. Don't do it because you won't have a chance. What Silicon Valley has done to the world and our families and our children, crimes against humanity to the maximum. And I hope that they pay a very hefty price. And I hope everybody sues these people for what they have done. I hope that they go on to the take on big tech website, and I hope that we all get to sue these people because they don't deserve to have a good life. They don't deserve to be anywhere but behind bars. So I did my best, but I did not know the curriculum. Never would I have thought that I would have to manage the teaching curriculum at the schools. I'm supposed to be in an excellent school district here. We're in one of the best school districts in California. That didn't seem to matter one bit. I would like to mention that there are people who are fighting. Here in the Epoch Times, they have an article on a California teacher who moves to Florida after exposing critical race theory in the ethnic studies in Salinas, California. Salinas, you know, is where John Steinbeck is from. And, you know, I applaud this woman. Very brave. There are a lot of brave people acting out right now, fighting all around the country and here in California. You know, unfortunately, like with my family, my parents and I know what's going on. The rest of my family, they all say that what we quote unquote believe is propaganda. So they are, you know, they're eating up all the fake news that they can get. And I wish that I could get through to my brother, for instance, because my nephew and my niece are in the same school system. And, you know, he doesn't even want to hear about it because it's so unfathomable that they could be doing what they're doing to our kids. I read an article yesterday. I searched for an article yesterday to make sure I knew what I was talking about. And the article I was searching for was about 8-year-olds or 6-year-olds, kindergarten maybe, and how they're teaching the kids to touch themselves and to masturbate. And it was so horrifying to me that I had to find the article. So I searched and I found more than enough articles on it. But, you know, that pretty much says all of it right there. And, you know, here in California and Washington and Oregon, all West Coast, the lawmakers here, they are introducing mandated critical race theory in the state curriculum. At the same time, you've got Texas, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Florida all passing legislation prohibiting teachers from promoting critical race theory. So we are a very confused nation right now, and thanks to Silicon Valley and their censorship, we have really done a good job at dividing the country between idiots and those who are trying desperately to wake up the idiots.
Yeah. I've been trying to pick a name for these people who are...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
The United States did what we went to do in Afghanistan, to get the terrorists to attack us on 9/11 and deliver justice to Osama bin Laden, and to degrade the terrorist threat to keep Afghanistan from becoming a base from which attacks could be continued against the United States. We achieved those objectives.
Afghan security officials reported Friday Taliban fighters have seized control of the Islam Qala border crossing with Iran in western Afghanistan. Another security official said Taliban fighters had seized 5 districts in Herat without a fight. A heavily armed commando unit that assassinated Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse on Wednesday was from 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. Port-au-Prince Police Chief Charles Leon said 15 Colombians were captured, as well as two Haitian Americans. Three of the assailants were killed, and eight remain on the run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As violent crime spikes across the nation, nonviolent crime has also spiked. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Violent crimes are not the only crimes surging. Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, The Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail. We were protecting the postal infrastructure. We were protecting postal workers. And they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The entire east and southeast portion of Massachusetts are currently under tropical storm warnings for Tropical Storm Elsa. Elsa will be a quick mover from mid-morning to mid-afternoon Friday. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Lindley, I've been thinking about these people, these Silicon Valley types. And who are they? And who are they to tell us what to do and take over our families and spy on us and build spy technology and not tell us what they're doing with it? Like, and they have names like Bill Gates and of Microsoft. And for years and years and years, he and his company built backdoors into the operating system so they could monitor what was going on remotely. Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook, you know, getting images of young children and families, etc., and and selling this information. And of course, Bill Gates, I believe that he was involved in selling it too, probably to the governments. And then Jeff Bezos of Amazon with his spy technology, his Ring doorbell, and the the voice assistant that they have, and you just say, hey, turn the lights brighter, turn the thermostat up, lock the doors, you know, those kinds of things. So I thought about this, and I've been thinking about it. So what would be the term that we could use to describe these people? Well, it's big technology. It's big money. It's big power. And it's big spying. These are the billionaires. And then they're nosy. They're nosy. They're peeping Toms. Bill Gates wants to know what you're doing. Mark Zuckerberg wants to know what you're doing. Jeff Bezos wants to know what you're doing. They're nosy. So what would be like the easiest term to describe these people? And here's what I came up with. Big noses.
Oh, you're too kind.
Well, maybe I'm not too kind. They have that in common. Big noses. Okay. Do you have like 3 minutes for a real short? Well, I'll try to make this a quick story about my father's generation. Would that be okay with you? It's germane.
Sure.
Okay. So in 1969, I was 17 years old, and my father was 45 years old. That was 24 years after World War II. And I was driving my car to visit a friend on a Saturday, a weekend, and it broke down. So I pulled over to the side of the road, and I had an engine problem. And I looked at it, and I needed some tools that I didn't have. I needed some wrenches, etc., pliers, screwdrivers, and some small wrenches, big wrenches to use as pry bars and levers. So I walked over to the phone, pay phone, and called my dad, and I said, Dad, can you come help me? I'm stuck. I'm stranded. And can you bring an extra set of booster cables, too, so in case you would try to jump, in case my battery turns out to die from trying to get it to start, well, maybe we can jump it from your car, which can be parked behind mine. So he showed up, and we're working on the car. We're almost done. We're under the hood. The hood's raised up. And we see, the two of us see, this gang of young men coming toward us, and they're rowdy. And some of them are big bruisers. My dad, and it looked like, you know, they were gonna beat us up. And there were just two of us, and there were a bunch of them. And so my father looked at me, and he pulled the two big wrenches out of his back pocket. He had them there so that we wouldn't scratch the fender of my car while we're working on it. These were large wrenches. And he put one in his hand. They were combination wrenches, which means one end was open, like the claw's foot on one end. The other end was rounded, the box end. He put the box end in his hand, and he did it very, very smoothly, and he said, do this. And he meant, you do the same thing. Take the rounded end, put it in your hand, you open, and then the other hand. He said, it looks like we're going to get hurt. And then we're still under the hood, okay? We haven't, you know, moved from under the hood. And he pointed to this gang. And the big bruisers were in the middle. And on the right and left were smaller guys. One of the guys was the smallest, okay? So my father said, it looks like we're going to get hurt. And so here's what we're going to do. And he pointed to the smallest guy, still from under the hood. Now, these guys coming toward us could see from like 30 feet away my dad pointing to the smallest guy. And he said, here's what I'm going to do. And he said it in very short message. Every hit we deliver, the smallest guy gets. We are going to concentrate everything we have on him. And we may have to kill him. And I'm 17 years old listening to this. And so, as these guys got closer, they were about 20 feet away. That's a car length away. And we came out from under the hood, and my dad, with his wrench in his right hand, his left hand, he put up his hand and said, stop right there. He didn't yell at him. He didn't scream at him. He said, stop right there. And this gang stopped. And he said, there are more of you than there are of us. And he pointed to the smallest guy, and he said, but we're going to kill him. And within a couple seconds, it was all over and these guys left. Now, why am I telling you this when we're talking about critical race theory and gender confusion consultants across the nation? Because the World War II generation was like that. And to his dying day, my dad would protect his child, Minnie, absolutely, no question, and his wife, with whatever strength he had and whatever material and equipment around him, he would protect his family. And it wasn't just him. It was all these guys who were in World War II. And why were they like that? Did they start out like that? No. The Japanese bombed us in Pearl Harbor. 4 days later, the Germans, the Nazis declared war on the United States. And a bunch of U.S. young men enlisted to defend our country. And they were trained to be killers. They weren't trained to want to kill, but they were trained that these guys want to kill us, and the only way to stop them is to kill them. So the U.S. government, via the U.S. military, trained young men to become killers. And they knew how to do it. They were experts at it. Now, were they looking for fights? Absolutely not. My dad was a principal. He was a teacher. He was kind, but he was an athlete. He was 100% Italian. But when Italy was invaded by the Vikings had their way with some of the Italian women. And so I believe my dad was a berserker through lineage. Now, a berserker is a Viking who would lead the charge. He's the guy that would be out front. He'd get shot with arrows first. He would take arrow after arrow after arrow. He'd get spears stuck in him, and he'd keep going. That was my dad. So what I'm saying is there was a time when American men were American men, and I'm just like my dad. The apple did not fall far from the tree. If someone goes to attack my wife, I will go ballistic. And if someone hurts me or my wife, my children will be on their path post haste, and they won't stop. Now, how do I know this? Because they told me. Anything happens to Mrs. Finelli or me, I'm talking about something nefarious, our children will leave no stone unturned until it's over. Now, what does that mean? I'm not going to tell you. That's what I'm not going to tell you. But you can use your imagination. Am I trying to incite a riot? Absolutely not. All I'm telling you is, are you willing to let these parasites take over your bloodline and stop it? Am I the last guy? How about you male examples? How about you guys taking them out of your pocket or growing a set? How about that? Lindley?
We have a very gay state. California is a gay state. I've decided that's just the way I'm going to describe California at this point. Even the straight men, they might as well be gay, because nobody's fighting for the women. Nobody's out fighting for the children. Where are the men? The women are all the ones out fighting.
Okay.
You know, take on a mother, you know. I mean, hear me roar, because I'd love to kick Mark Zuckerberg's butt right in the middle of my street right now.
Well,
I would do it happily.
I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should kick his butt. I think you should turn him around and kick him. Kick him in the front.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, since you mentioned, defending the family, is that what you mentioned?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I got this right.
Well, today defending the family should be the number one goal of every man who has a family to defend.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Finelli was attacked indirectly on the internet. And I responded immediately. Absolutely immediately. And, oh, oh yeah. And here's what happened. There was a post, you know, a very set, a series of very unkind posts about me, my family, the farm, etc. by this one guy who just can't stop beating us up. And there was a comment about my wife. And I decided that that's it. That is it. This guy has declared war on us. And there are no more comments that will be made on the internet about the Finale family in the forums that are associated with listening to this broadcast. This guy killed it. He absolutely killed it. I wasn't going to talk about it today, but since you mentioned it, I wanted the class to know that when somebody calls me your effing highness or refers to Mrs. Finelli in a derogatory way, Mrs. Finelli has never been on the air. Our children have never been on the air. They don't want to. Our children would be a welcomed asset. You would be so, class, you would be impressed with the mechanical knowledge that one of our sons has. You would be impressed with the numismatic knowledge and historical knowledge that our other son has. You would be impressed with Mrs. Finelli's computer skills. She designed computer systems for companies that make missiles and one of the largest chemical companies in the country. She was the, you know, the lead consultant for those companies. But they won't come on the air. They won't do it because they don't want... They know about the generally dumb public and they despise the generally dumb public. And people who just have nothing better to do than pick on us. They don't want any part of it. So, class, I'm telling you, I'm not taking it. And you... And why am I telling you this? It's not for me. I've already taken care of it. It's for
you. Do
you
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself,
When is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Lindley in class, the answer is really simple, believe it or not. But it's going to take a little bit of work, just a little bit. All you have to do as mom or dad or both, when your children are in school, just go to school. You don't have to be there first thing in the morning. Just show up during the day. Let's say 9:30, 10 o'clock. You just show up, you go to the principal's office and you say, hi. And you use your name, I would say, and I've done this. Hi, I'm Ben Finelli. This is my wife, Mrs. Finelli. We're here to sit in on classes. Not may we. We are here to sit on classes. And we've taken the whole day. So we'll be with you for the rest of the day. Rochelle, who will you have lead us? And we'll pick the classes. They have to do it. You're paying for it. Okay? And what's happening is your children behind your back are learning things that they have no business learning. The teachers and consultants have no business teaching them. And by the end of the day, your blood will be boiling. I've done this. And what was the result? Our children were taken out of the public training camp like post-haste. No kidding. So you might want to do that. Lindley?
So I started homeschooling my kids just this January of this year. I do wish I had started a long time ago because I could have, because I work from home. I would like to add to the conversation that my twins are also both profoundly deaf, and they're in the deaf and hard of hearing program. Excuse me, they were in the deaf and hard of hearing program. And no doubt in my mind, critical race theory is being shoved down the special ed kids' throats too. So it doesn't matter what program you're in. It's everywhere. I do wish that I had taken my kids out many years ago, but, you know, we just didn't know.
Right.
But homeschooling is where it's at.
Absolutely. All of our children have been homeschooled. And one of them went all the way to this in the public training camp to grade number 6. One of them went to grade number 4. And one of them never went to school until high school, and he wanted to try it. So we knew what was going on. My dad was a principal, and I was taught that public education is really great. Well, as a consultant for the public school system in the computer technology area, I would go around the schools. I would sit in the classes. I'd work on computers. I'd network computers and things like that. And I would hear things. Class, what kind of a government do we have? And everybody would shout out, a democracy.
Mm.
Really? I didn't know that. And they were taught all kinds of things. And we had to put an end to it very quickly. So we homeschooled our children, pulled them all out of school. Here's something interesting. So our daughter graduated, actually, she went to college and started taking, at the university, started taking courses at age 14. And she came home and she was telling me and you know, dinner table about, you know, what she learned. So what did you learn today? Well, you know, homosexuality is just an alternative, you know, lifestyle. And I said, no, it's not. It is not an alternative lifestyle. It's a perversion. It's sick. It's twisted. And they have like homo clubs and they call them like, you know, gay this and gay. There's nothing gay about it. It's perversion. So, and you know, if you hear a visceral response, it's because it's well earned. So our daughter was taught that this is okay at age 14 at the university. Made my blood boil. So, Lindley, when are they taking time out of in class to do this? Are they shifting time? Or are they making the day longer? Are they adding days, you know, with all this, you know, fluffy stuff and, you know, yes, you too can be a homo? When does this happen in the school day?
Well, that's a really good question. I would have to say that they must be making room in the same day, the same time, time frame. They are adding classes like understanding microaggressions. You know, they're adding classes like exploring implicit bias, the tragedy of nonness. And then by senior year in high school, they're teaching our kids how to be equity leaders. So how to be Marxist leaders. They're taking it away from math and science and all the important academics because that's not even going to be important anymore when we're a communist country.
And the next question is, who's paying for it? Do you have a very quick answer for that? Because I do. Do you know who's paying for all this?
We're all paying for it. We are all paying for this.
And the answer, that's correct. And here's what happens, class, I'll tell you. The county governments hire people and they call them grant writers. And they apply for grants. And the federal government says, you know, we can teach, we can provide the funds so you can hire consultants to teach your the children in your school district to be queer, lesbians, homos, confused. And just apply. And the federal government is delivering checks to the counties to do this. Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, and his gang is doing this. Lindley, how about next week?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.